Michael, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Michael?
Yes, it's okay. It is a bit distressing, you know, what you said in your intro. I mean, obviously, with the land clearing that goes on in the rural areas, that's also a concern. And there's new legislation being, actually reintroduced in regard to that. But our main wildlife hospital is in the Greater Brisbane area, and we're just seeing massive increases in injured native wildlife and native mammals and native birds.
Gosh, that sounds terrible. How much has this number of sick and injured animals coming into the RSPCA risen in recent years?
Well, just to give you an example, sort of just over 4 years ago, we were dealing with about 8,500 native animals and birds a year. Well, now that number is up to 23,000. So that's just in 4 years. It's, you know, it's basically tripled.
23,000? That's, wow, that's terrible. Well, what areas in Queensland have been most affected by this?
Well, you know, it is right across the board, but particularly in a lot of the urban areas, there's just this massive clear felling for development. And, of course, those animals are become displaced. And not only that, they then become, you know, the possible victims of dog and cat attacks, dog attacks in particular, and also the increased traffic. And if you take an animal like a koala, they will just go back to where they were before. So it's a real problem. So they're trying to go back to areas where there basically isn't a home for them anymore. And then they're subjected to, obviously a lot of stress. And as I say, they run the risk of dog attacks and being run over.
My goodness. But why exactly has this increased in recent times?
Well, just because of the loss of habitat. It's as simple as that. We've got areas, you know, in the greater Brisbane area. Well, I mean, if you count Logan, that's a separate city, Logan, Ipswich, the Redlands, where they're just clear felling areas, and there's, not any trees left. You know, they're just totally clear felling everything and putting houses right next to each other. And it's just a major problem. The Gold Coast also, in particular, the northern Gold Coast, places like Pimpenmire and Helens Vale, those type of areas. I mean, there was a classic case, just to give you an example, in Pimpenmire, which I've, you know, driven through for quite a while, and there's a massive picture on the side of the highway of a koala, and it says conservation area for wildlife, and you drive around the corner and everything, basically, as far as the eye can see, has just been clear fell.
Right. If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Michael Beedy, who is the Senior Media and Community Advisor of the RSPCA in Queensland, about the rise in animals being admitted to the RSPCA in recent years. Michael, what can we do to try to help and lower the amount of sick and injured animals being brought in?
Well, it's just a massive problem. I mean, you know, for the first time ever, the native animals, because the RSPCA in Queensland is basically the only state RSPCA that actively deals with native wildlife. And, you know, for the first time, the number of native animals we're getting in is almost on a par to the number of domestic animals, livestock, etc., that we're taking in or comes into us through, you know, through raids and this type of thing, or they're injured. So it's a real concern. I mean, the hospital come trauma season, which is basically the breeding season, so that lasts from October now through until May because of the increase in temperatures. They just snowed under during that period. Thankfully, it's quietened down a little bit at the moment because it's not the trauma season, but come the trauma season, it's a nightmare, to be honest.
And, well, what advice do you have for somebody that's just found an injured native animal on the side of the road?
Well, they can call us. We have a statewide hotline, which is 1300 Animal, and connected to that line, our operator can then look for the nearest wildlife carer in that area. So if we don't have an ambulance or an inspector in that area, then, you know, we contact the closest animal carer and they will try and assist. But the other thing I'd urge people to do is that if you do have a dog, and if, especially if you know you're in a known koala habitat, for goodness sake, don't let your dog out at night to roam, even in the backyard. You know, they need to be restrained because, of course, that's when the native animals are coming through.
Right. Well, there's some really important things to keep in mind. Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, no problem. You take care.